Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
On this week's Healthline, preventing vector-borne diseases. Jamaica, synonymous with reggae, trademark cuisine, and warm weather, has garnered a reputation for being an ideal location for vacationers from colder parts of the world. But one of the downsides to our cozy location is our vulnerability to hurricanes and storms. These systems bring a fair serving of disruption and inconvenience, to say the least, but with the dumping of water, there is usually an influx of our winged and singing enemy, the mosquito. Mosquitoes carry illnesses such as dengue, malaria, chikungunya, and the Zika virus, and most result in debilitating symptoms such as with chikungunya, which features joint pain, or Zika, which presents with a rash. Dengue and malaria, however, can result in death. The government, in an effort to control the spread of diseases by mosquitoes, will be undertaking a pilot project to sterilize mosquitoes. Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says the initiative will be undertaken through the recently launched Mosquito Control and Research Unit, a collaboration between the Ministry's Vector Control Unit and the University of the West Indies, UWI.
Tropical medicine also is doing some experiment in terms of using some of our natural elements to produce different combinations that could be used also to repel or destroy this vector whenever it is a challenge. So we look forward to the work of that unit. We also expect that the work that we do will benefit the region. Our intention is do it here, but frankly, if it works, we'll collaborate with the region in terms of giving support.
The project is expected to go underway within a few months and will involve the sterilization of the male pupa of the mosquito using radiation.
The technique that we hope to introduce or will introduce in this project is called a sterile insect technique. It's a technique that has been used with several other vectors around the world, including fruit fly, tsetse flies, and so on. It involves the identification and separation of male and female pupa. You sterilize the male pupa using radiation. You guarantee 100% of the males produced will be sterile.
Director General of Nuclear Sciences at the UWI, Professor Charles Grant. After sterilization, males would be introduced into the environment where they would compete with the normal males. They would then mate with the females, but since the eggs are sterile, the population would become severely depressed. Professor Grant says the sterile mosquitoes do not pose any health risks to members of the public.
This is not genetically modified. There are no second generations that will have different genotypes inside of them. So there is no fear that you'll be breeding monster mosquitoes 10 years from now. No fear. It is not a silver bullet. It is part of a multi-pronged approach to vector control.
The sterilization of mosquitoes would not replace the other interventions that are normally in place, such as keeping the environment clean and fogging. As the Health Ministry continues its efforts at fighting mosquitoes, it's reminding Jamaicans of the roles they can play in helping to eliminate mosquito breeding sites and protecting themselves from contracting vector-borne illnesses. Cover all drums, tanks, barrels, and buckets that are used to store water, and keep houseplants in damp soil instead of water. Get rid of all old tires, tins, bottles, plastic containers, coconut shells, and anything in which rainwater can settle, and cover trash cans to keep out rainwater. Mosquitoes which spread the chikungunya virus bite during the daytime, so protect yourself from mosquito bites by wearing light-colored clothing and covering your body as much as possible. For more information, visit the Ministry of Health's website at moh.gov.jm. That's it for this week's edition of Healthline. I'm Twyla Whelan, inviting you to join us again next week for more. And until then, stay healthy.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.